This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Libertarians want to make government smaller. That usually means reducing spending and cutting programs. But Libertarian Kelly Clark says education could be an area that's worth investing more on in Michigan. Kelly Clark is running for Grand Traverse County seat in the State House, the 104th District. Clark is a retired school teacher and also a member of the school board at Traverse City Area Public Schools, and now he runs a small business in Traverse City. I asked Kelly Clark about whether the state should spend more on education.
I think probably if there is an area where we really need to spend more resources, and it's in early childhood development. And all of the data and research supports that. You know, from age 0 to 3, that's where like 80% of your, you know, brain development comes in. And it's absolutely critical. And we have gotten away from that. And as nice as it is to increase funding for community colleges, well, the fact is, you know, once you've hit age 18, you know, the state, you know, should fund your schooling K through, you know, 12. And I'd like to see more emphasis, like I said, on the early childhood. But once you're past that, I think it's crazy that the state of Michigan allocates about $2 billion for higher education. And especially when the universities and community colleges, you know, they have the ability to raise tuition. Public schools don't have that ability.
So you think, so you'd prefer taking money from public universities and community colleges and investing that in early childhood education. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess ultimately. I know I'm sure that's not a real popular decision right now, but I think long term that would be a better solution. Yes.
Let's let's move on a bit from education, although I'm
sure
it might come up. You're running as a libertarian. What kinds of policies would you support broadly as a libertarian in Lansing?
Limiting government and getting government out of the way. I think that's just as a good general policy. The smaller you can make government, I think the better off we all are.
What are some areas, some specific state government programs or things that the state government does that you'd want to eliminate?
I don't even know if it's a matter of eliminating. I think it's putting the reins on government, which tends to be overreaching. And I think if you've ever tried to deal with just even your township government and all the rules, regulations, et cetera, in place, it gets very cumbersome and tedious and a lot of red tape, and it can be a difficult process to navigate. I think eliminating some of those things would not be a bad thing.
Now, you're a small business owner. What are some regulations that you'd want to eliminate that you deal with as a business owner?
Just as a very small, simple example, you know, an issue of signage on our building. Absolutely chaotic. When we were doing work on our own building out front, and we've got an older building that needs some serious work on the exterior as well as the interior, and you know, we wanted to put out just a simple yard sign with our building logo on it, and the township said, sorry, you can't put that out there. It's like, well, we're working on our own building. Yeah, but, you know, we don't allow yard signs. Okay, well, where can we put us? Can we paint the fence? Nope, you can't paint the fence. If you're going to have any signage, it has to be on the building. Well, we put two signs on the building. Nope, you can't do that either. It's just, you know.
Are those state issues or those local
issues?
No,
you're looking at more of a local issue there, obviously, than a township issue.
What about state regulations that, you know, if you go to Lansing, I mean, that you'd be controlling that. I mean, ultimately, what are some examples of ones that you'd want to get rid of to reduce the burden?
If you want to talk reducing the burden on not only businesses, but individuals. So if we want to go overall arching big topics here, I guess I don't understand why, and it goes back to our earlier conversation. You have 20 and 30 year olds not wanting to stay and raise their families in the state of Michigan. Well, why is that? Maybe it's because about 50 cents of every dollar is going towards some type of tax. In the state of Michigan, we have taxes galore here. We have sales tax, income tax, property tax. Any bill you ever get, take a look at the fine print at the bottom, and all those little numbers added up, it's all going in some form of a tax. And I guess I would rather see people be able to keep the money that they have earned.
How would you reduce taxes if you went to Lansing?
Well, I think, again, I'm in favor of eliminating the state income tax. I don't understand where the state comes in and says, they have the right to take the income that you have earned.
Would you want to replace that with something else, or would you look to make equal cuts to programs?
I think, I think there probably are some cuts that could be made, and I don't really have any specifics off the top of my head. I think there are a lot of different areas that can be looked at and streamlined and made more efficient. And reducing some of the redundancies in government.
Kelly Clark, nice to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.